Continues the Gemara Daf Lamed Ches Omed Aleph. The last line of Lamed Zayin Omed Beis. Boy Minei Mereb Chia Ba Abba. They ask Reb Chia Ba Abba the following question. Shochach Kedera Gabi Kira. Daf Lamed Ches Omed Aleph. If a person forgot a Kedera on a Kira. Zog Rashi Alibe Demanda Osar. This is obviously not going according to Chananya, because Chananya says Yilaru Bi Masha a Kedera even if it's not Gor Vekotum. So what would be the shayla of shochach kedera gabi kira? So it's alibi demanda osa zogdrashi. Tosis says no. This could even be a question according to the Chananya, where it was not mevushel kamacha ben dusoi, because even Chananya is only mata kamacha ben dusoi if it's shah, even if it's not gor v'kotum. But if it's not kamacha ben dusoi, so you have the same question. What's the din by shochach? Is shochach kedera gabi kira bishla b'shabes? What's the din? Now the Chazanish says that he writes obviously, when it's osa to be masha, so you mechuyev to remove it. Say according to Chananya, when it's not marcha ben dusoy, there's an issa shia, you have to remove it. Every second that you show your oiva on the issa, because the chshash of chidui. And say according to Rabbonon, that say marcha ben dusoy doesn't help, so you mechuyev to remove it. Every second that you show there's an issa because the chshash of chidui. So the question of the Gemara is, avari you have to remove it. Dr. Chazanish, the question is, what about eating it? Are you allowed to eat it now or not? Is there an issa achila on it or not? Now, according to Chananya, obviously, we said that it's mutal chatchila to be shoya when it's kamaicha ben dusoi. So zok Rashi, the shad is a liba deman de osar. And Tosis says the shad is according to Chananya before maicha ben dusoi. So again, zok the Gemara, shochach kedera gabi kilo bishla b'shabes mahu. Ishtik v'loi omer levi lo midi, he did not answer the question. Lemocha nofak dorash lu and he dash in as follows. Hamevashel b'shabes b'shoyeg yoichal. If someone cooks by accident b'shoyeg on Shabbos, so yoichal. Now this is really a machlek of Rameir and Reb Yehuda. What's the din by Mevashel b'Shabbes b'Shoygeg? So the Gemara is going now according to Rameir that holds that b'Shoygeg yoichal bein hu bein acherim and b'Meizid lo yoichal. B'Meizid not himself nor acherim cannot eat on Shabbos. You have to wait till Motzei Shabbos. Reb Yehuda is machalik between himself and acherim, but the Mishtam of the Gemara is going now according to Rameir, and on this the Braisa says v'loishno meaning. That when it comes to being masha, it's loishno. We're not differentiating between shoyeg and meizid. Meaning that just like if you're masha b'shoyeg, you're yoichal, so too when you're masha b'meizid, that means your intent was to remove, and then you left it on there b'meizid, that's called masha b'meizid, it's loishno. Loishno, we don't differentiate. So what does it mean we don't differentiate? When it comes to Maisa Bishel, we machalik between Shoyeg and Mezid. Shoyeg Yoichal, Mezid Lo Yoichal. But when it comes to being Shoya, so then it's Loishno, we don't differentiate. So what does it mean Loishno? So Zokmo, Maiva Loishno. Rav Yosef Dametavai Letero. That just like Bishoyeg, you're allowed to eat, so to be Mezid, if you're Masha be Mezid, you're allowed to eat. Tavai Letero. Why? Because mevashel the covered ma'aser b'meizid lo yoichal. By mevashel, you're doing a ma'aser b'yadayim, you're cooking, so then b'meizid lo yoichal. Aval hayde the covered ma'aser mashenkin over here when you're masha, it's only a sheval taisa. B'meizid, I'm not removing it, so b'meizid nami yoichal. So even b'meizid the halach is yoichal because you're not doing a ma'aser. So being masha b'meizid and leaving it there, it's even yoichal. So that's why it's tavayu loishno le'atera. That both of them it's going to be leisura. Why? Mevashel loy osel arume. By mevashel, a person not going to make a haroma. He's not going to cook on purpose. Be a dayim be mezid and say he was b'shoygig. So loy osel arume. So b'shoygig yoichal. So that's what b'shoygig allowed to eat. Aval hayda osel arume. When it comes to a ma'aser shia, she is not a ma'aser be a dayim. The cooking that you're doing is not a ma'aser be a dayim. So osel arume. So maybe a person will say that he's b'shoygig and really is leaving it be mezid. So osel arume. So b'shoygig nami lo yoichal. So you make a gzera that even b'shoygig lo yoichal. So the Gemara had a baya. Shochach kedera gabi kira. Ubishla b'shabes. What's the din if you were shochach? So the Gemara comes out and says that it's a machlokes Rabban Rav Yosef and Nachman bar Yitzchok. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok says tavaya liyisura. That means even though we find a difference between mevashel b'shabes b'shoygig yoichal b'meizid lo yoichal, but when it comes to being shoya, so even b'shoygig lo yoichal. Why? If you're shoya, if you forgot it there, if you left it there, why? Each one letamei, either according to Rabbanu Chananya or according to Chananya when it's not kamacha ben dusoi. The reason why it's tavayi liyisura because over here we're konsu shoya got to mezid. A person since being shoya is much more of a reason that a person will be mayrim. When it comes to bishul, a person is not going to be mayrim and say, I cooked it by accident when really intent was on purpose. But when it comes to leaving something, he'll say, I left it by accident, but his intent was really to leave it on purpose. And since it's only an Issa Drabonah, not Maisi B'Yadayim, so the Chashash will be Mayrim. And Mela, we're conscious Shoygo to Meiz it. That's a Nachem by Yitzchok. So Mela, Shocha G'deal Gabi Shabbos, Ubishlo, it's Tavai Elisura. Sai, if it's Shoygik, Sai, if it's Meiz it, we say that by Shoy it's also. Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef say Tavai Elatera. They say that Mevashel, where you do a ma'aseh b'yadayim, so b'meiz lo yoichal. But over here, you didn't do a ma'aseh b'yadayim. It's only status quo, b'shev al taisi, you left it. So mele, he says, even b'meiz it l'atera. But we paskin, tavaya l'yisura, like I'm nachem by Yitzchok. Now, like Abi, the etzim din of Mevashel b'shabes, b'shoigig yoichal, b'meiz lo yoichal, so Remeya holds that even for himself, it's mutter b'shoigig to eat, and koshkin for others. And even by b'yoyim, b'shoigig is mutter. By meiz it lo yoichal, not for himself and not for Acherim until Matzah Shabbos, until B'chdei Shiyaseh. The Prima Godim says that if you have water that was Nisbashel, and even though it was Nitzdanin and now it cooled off, Zok the Prima Godim, that's not cold being Nana from a Maisa Bishel, because at the end of the day it's cold. So in Meila, it's Mutter because the Maisa is not being Nana from the water. That means even in Mayim that was Nisbashel B'mezit, where usually it's Lo Yoichal, but if you're not being nana from the Maisa Shabbos, because it cooled off again, water that was heated and cooled off, Zok the Prima Godim, that's not called being nana from Maisa Shabbos. The Maisa, the others that are choylik on the Prima Godim, and they say that we made a knas on the Gufa Mayim. Even though today the Mayim is cooled off, but the Maisa, the Gufa Mayim is also, even if it's Nitzdanin. The Maisa in Shulchan Aruch, like Etzem Achloik, the man of Yehuda, Shulchan Aruch in Shin Yud Ches, Pasuk Zak of Yehuda, that Shoygeg is only Mutter B'motze Shabbos, and not boy by yoim lacherim, but the goyin Bi Agro argues and he passes like Remeya, and he says that it's mutter boy by yoim bein laatzmoi bein lacherim, and the mishabura brings in Shin Yudches that it could be soimich lemakom tzorich, it could be soimich on the Bi Agro. That means the halacha like Remeya that b'shoigeg is yoichal, that means someone cooked by accident, it can happen. So it's mutter for the guests and it's mutter laatzmoi even boy by yoim. And likewise, like Rabbi Meizit, Shulchan Aruch passes like Rabbi Yehuda that laatzmoi it's also laolam and lacherim it's b'chidei shiyase motzei Shabbos, and the Goyim Paskins the same thing like Remeya that even laatzmoi it's mutter l'motzei Shabbos. So Zok the Gemara, Rabbi Avi Yosef just said that tavaya la'teira that tzai shoygin and tzai meizit is mutter by shochach. Frekt Gemara meisvei shochach k'derag gabe kiro bishla b'Shabbos. If you forgot it and it was nisbashel, bishoygeg stayed clearly yoichal, meaning you're allowed to eat it. B'mezid lo yoichal. B'medvom amurim, when did we say mezid lo yoichal? B'chamin shluhuch mekol tzorkon, meaning it wasn't totally cooked. V'tavshash lo bishkol tzorkoi. So then you're being nana from a maisa bishul. Avol chamin shluhuch mekol tzorkon, but if it was totally cooked, v'tavshash lo bishkol tzorkoi, bein bishoygeg, bein b'mezid yoichal, divra meyer. So it says clearly, Remeir allows when it's mevushel kol tzorkoi. Rabbi Yudah Omer, chamit shuch mekol tzorkon, if it's totally cooked, then mutorin. Why? Mipnei shem etztamak v'raloi. Because chamin, you're not being nana from a ma'isa shia asura, because chamin, when it's totally cooked, it only dissolves. Water, after it's cooked, it dissolves. So it is never mitzamak v'yofel, it's always mitzamak v'raloi. However, tafshil shemish kol tzorkoi, by a tafshil, it's osur. Why? Because mishim mitzamak v'yofeloi. A tafshil gets overcooked, certain tafshilim is mitzamak v'yofeloi, so you're being nana from ma'isa Shabbos, and that's why it's osur, you're being nana from the shia. V'chol amitzamek v'yofaloi, anything that gets better the more it's cooked, you're going kuv upulim, with the different types of kidneys and kuv and cabbage, ubasa toruf, and meat that is cut into pieces. So over there, if you're masha b'mezid, it's osur, you're not allowed to eat it. V'chol amitzamek v'raloi is mutter. Anything that's mitzamek v'raloi is mutter. And Zok the Prima Godin, by mitzamek v'raloi, it's not called to being nana from a ma'isa Shabbos, because it wasn't mashbiach the tafshil. The shia ha'asura wasn't mashbiach. It was marilei the tafshil. So that's why mitztamak v'ralo is mutter. However, zok the prima godim, if let's say you have cold water that's being nischamem, that's being heated up, even though water is always mitztamak v'ralo, because the more it gets cooked, the more it gets dissolved. So being warming it up, heating it up is raloi. But lemais it's cold that you're being nana from a maisa Shabbos. The fact that it was cold and now it's warm. So that's called a mitzamek v'ralu, which is taka going to be osa, even though b'yisoidoi, cold water turned warm, is raloi, because water is always raloi. But over here it's called that you're being nanav ha'maisa Shabbos, the fact that it's heated. But HaKaponim stated in the Braisa clearly that mitzamek v'yofaloi is osir, mitzamek v'raloi is muta. And Rashi says that Basa Toruf, we said it's called Mitzamek V'yofaloi, Zot Rashi, the goli daitoi the lav la'orchi kaboyle. The fact that it's cut up pieces, small pieces, is a raya that it's not meant for Orchim. If it's meant for Orchim, then it will be Mitzamek V'raloi, because pieces that are meant for Orchim, you don't cut up small pieces of meat, because they shrivel, they shrink, so that you don't want to serve to Orchim. For some, the fact that it says in the Braisa, Basa Toruf, so it must be mitzamek v'yofaloi. It's not meant for Orchim, because for Orchim, you're not going to serve them things that shrivel and shrink. So Zog Rashi, Bosa Toruv, the goli daitoi, that's the biggest raya that you cut it into pieces. The lav la Orchim kaboyle, it's not meant for Orchim, because for Orchim, you're not going to serve them pieces that shrivel and shrink. So the fact that you cut it must be that it tastes better when it's butterflied, when it's cut into pieces, and that's mitzamek v'yofaloi. Now, frek the Gemara de Kashe, Kotoni Mias, stating this braisa clearly. The tafshish labisha called tzorkoi. If it wasn't totally cooked, so we're mechalek between what? Between shoyig and mezit. Now, Rabbi and Rav Yosef that said that tavayu lehetera, even mezit is mutter. So here we see clearly not like that. So, and even Rav Nachman Yitzchak that says tavayu leisura, lechori we see not like that either. Because here we're saying that we're mechalek between shoyig and mezit. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak says tavayu leisura. So that's not shver. Zok the mother. Bishlomo Rav Nachman Yitzchok. According to Rav Nachman Yitzchok, is like kasha. Why you can answer kan koydim gzeira, kan ach gzeira. Meaning before the gzeira, so over there, taka it's mutter when it's b'shoyging and it's also b'mezit. Mashenge kan ach gzeira. Rav Chiya ba'Abba that said that Rav Nachman Yitzchok learned up that tavayi liyisura. So even b'shoyging is also that's ach gzeira. So you can be mechalek between koydim gzeira and ach gzeira, and it's not shver from this brisa. However, Rabbi Yosef Dami Teira, Rabbi Rabbi Yosef that said that sai shoyig and sai mezid are mutter, even mezid is mutter. So e koydim gzeira, if the b'chir ba'abes din is before the gzeira, so then kasha mezid, because before the gzeira the chayyim both should be la'teira, and the brisa clearly says that it's also. And Reb Chiya Ba'Abba is matir. V'ila ach gzeira. And if Reb Chiya Ba'Abba is after the gzeira, so then kasha nami shoygig. After the gzeira, shoygig should not be muta. After the gzeira, even shoygig should be osa. So the Gemara is saying that according to Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, it's not shver. Because you can say, kan koydim gzeira, kan la'ach gzeira. Rav Nachman by Yitzchok says, tavayi li sura, shoygig amezid osa. So that which we're mechalik in the Brais, when we say, shoygig is muta, is koydim gzeira. And Rav Nachman by Yitzchok is going to Reb Chiya Ba'Abba, it's ach gzeira. But according to Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, that say that tavaya lehetera, so memonavshuch. If it's before the gzeira, so then it should be shver even mezid. And if it's the achak gzeira, then even shogig should be osa. So mele, according to Rabbi Yosef, it's shver, clearly that we see from this braisa, that we're mechalik between shogig and mezid. Zog the Malamai gzeira, what was this gzeira that we're referring to, that we're mechalik before and after the gzeira, legab the din of shochach? The omer av yudah ba shmuel, omer av abe, omer av kahan, omer av. Before the gzeira, if someone cooks on Shabbos b'shoygeg, so then yoichal, you're allowed to eat the tafshil. And according to a mayor means who v'acherim boy b'yoyim. B'mezid, if you mavashel b'mezid, lo yoichal. If you're over b'mezid on bishul, him and acherim are not allowed to eat boy b'yoyim until Motzei Shabbos. According to a mayor, v'hu adin shecheach, and originally the same didn't apply to shecheach. Then if you shecheach b'shoygeg yoichal, if you shecheach b'mezid and you leave it b'shabbat taisa, then it's lo yoichal. However, Mishirobu Mashin, Bemezit. People used to be Mashin Bemezit. Since being Mashin is only Nisra Rabbonon, they used to do Bemezit and say they're Shoigig. They were much more lax when it came to Nisra Rabbonon. Vo'oimrim Shoichim Onu. They were Myrim and they said we're Shoichim. So Chazru V'Konsu, Ala Shecheach. So they said that a Shecheach is also Osir, even by Shoigig. They were Goyza Shoigig Otu Mezit by Shecheach. That was the Gzeirah. Zog the Gemara, Kashid Rameya ad Rameya, Kashid Rabbi Yehuda ad Rabbi Yehuda. Now the Gemara is asking a new Kasha. This Rameya and Rabbi Yehuda that we just said over here in the Braisa is contradictory to the Rameya and Rabbi Yehuda we had before in Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. Why? Because before Rameya said that which Beis Hillel was Matir was only Chamin and not Tafshil. And Rameya said that Beis Hillel's Heter is only on Chamin. And over here, we're saying even a Tafshil is Basha called Tzokar is Mutter. So we see even a tafshil is mutter. And likewise, kashid Reb Yehuda, because before Reb Yehuda was mati kong to Beis Hillel, Chamin and Tafshil. Both were mutter. And over here, Rabbi Yehuda asks a Tafshil if it's mitzdamak v'yofaloi. And when Rabbi Yehuda was matter a Tafshil, Zokter Ritva, before, obviously that was talking about by Stam Tafshil. And a Stam Tafshil is mitzdamak v'yofaloi. So we see clearly Rabbi Yehuda was matter even mitzdamak v'yofaloi. And over here, Rabbi Yehuda asks a Tafshil if it's mitzdamak v'yofaloi. Zokter Gemara, Dremeh Adremeh Loi Kasha. It's not a steer in Remeh. Why? You can say that the Braise before was talking about Lechatchila. And that's why Remeh was only Matir Lechatchila Chamein, but not a Tafshil, that's Lechatchila Dikadin. Mashenken over here, ho, we're talking about B'di'eved. Ho, we're talking about B'di'eved. So Mele Remeh was, after he was over Veshoah, so Mele he's Matir Tafshil also. And the Mishmur in Reishon Gimel explains, B'shem Dachroinim, the reason why it's mutter, because we're talking about a Tafshil and his Bashal called Tzorkoi. So Be'etzim, you're not being Nana from the Gufa Tafshil. So Melo didn't cancer by a Tafshil, but the Evet. And Rabbi Yehuda, the Buddha Nami Lekasha. Why? Kan Begufa Ktuma. The Braise before, that Rabbi Yehuda was Matir. Even Lechatchila, that's talking about Gorva Kotum. Mashing in Khan of the Braise over here is talking about Eina Grufa Ktuma. So that's Rabbi Yehuda asks even with the Eved, because of Mitztamak V'yofaloi. Because we're talking about that's not Gorva Kotum, and that's why it's also. Zog the Gemara Ibayelu, Ova Veshoah Mai. So Rashi learns the Sugya, Ova Veshoah Bemezit Mai. If you left Bemezit at Tafshil without, on a Kir that's not Gorva Kotum, Mai, what's the din? Mikon tzu rabbonon oiloi. Now, obviously, there's not a kong to Chananya, because a kong to Chananya, you don't need gor v'kotum, if it's kamaychal ben dusoi. Tois has learned the sugya, that the sugya before, that even a kong to Chananya, when it's not mavushal kamaychal ben dusoi. But Tois bavarns over here, what's the shaila repeated again? We already said in the top of the Omid, that shochach gder al gabe kiro, bishla b'shabes, even a kong to Chananya, if we're talking about it's not maychal ben dusoi, ranachem b'yitzchak said, tavai li yisura. By shochach shai shogin shai mezid li yisura. Rabban Rav Yosef zad latera. So what's the bayi again? Zok Tois says, but loy boshel kamaychal ben dusoi lek l'ukme. You can't zet sign when it's like Chananya, loy boshel, and that's the question. Zok va poshel le'el yisura. We already paskin li yisura, kam nachem b'yitzchak, that tavai li yisura. Zok Tois says, v'nir li, the question is, Beboshil u beshoigeg alibed Rabbi Yehuda. That we're talking about that it's boshil, and meaning boshil called tzarkoi, and it's beshoigeg. So the question is that being that it's mitzdamik v'yofaloi, so before the gzeira about it's muta, but hind after the gzeira by boshil, what's the din alibed Rabbi Yehuda? Other Rishonim learned the Shaila of the Gemara differently, meaning the Shaila is repetitive. The top of the Amud, the Gemara said, and now we're saying, what's the difference? So the Ravid in Asogas wants me Mechalik, alumnus the difference between Shochach and Shoigig. Meaning, the Gemara before was talking about Shochach. So by Shochach, that's over there, we talk and make a Gzeira. Shogig got to mezit, and that's taka tavai li surav nachem yitzchok shochach. We were goyzer shogig got to mezit. Masha enkein over here shogig is not pshat shochach. Shogig means that he knew exactly what he's doing. Just he didn't know that it's osa. So on this, the Gemara has a new suffix. What's the din over here? Is this osa or not too? Meaning by shochach, so then you can be goyzer shogig got to mezit. Masha enkein by not shochach. I knew exactly what I was doing, just I didn't know it's osur. So over here the question is, what's the din? Are we goys over here also or not? That's how the Ravid learns the shiloh of Ova Vesho Mai. Zogdimo mikan tzu rabbonon eloi toshma do omash mu banosan om rab chanino ksholach abyeisi litzipori motzo chamin shenishta al gabe kira. He found chamin that were nishta over kira veloi osulen, and he did not aser chamin that were nishta on a kira, meaning im bemezid. Beitzim mitzumokos shenishtahu al gabe kira. When he found beitzim mitzumokos with mitzam v'yofaloi, so those he was asked for osalhen. My lav lo oisah Shabbos. So we see clearly that he asked lo oisah Shabbos, even bemezit, even by mitzam v'yofaloi. Meaning we're being mechalik chamin, which is mitzam v'raloi. So that he taked in asa. Masha enkein beim mitzumokos, which is mitzam v'yofaloi. So that he asked. So we see that he asked by mezid. Zokmo my lav lo oisah Shabbos, meaning it must be for that same Shabbos. So we see clearly over v'shoh they canceled and they asered. Now the right that this is talking about even mezid, Dr. Mashah, because it doesn't say sheshochu chamin sheshochu beitim. It says motzo chamin shenishtau. It motzo means that it was done by mezid. So we see clearly that they asered. that he asked beim shen itstamku because it's mitstamku v'yofloi. So we see over v'shoah is also. So the more loy l'shabes habo loy lo mitstakam muta, and it's over v'shoah is muta to eat. No, he was telling him, for next week, don't do this again. He taught him a halacha, next week, make sure this doesn't happen again. And that's what he asked. He asked the Shabbos Habo, meaning, not that the food is also, because it's already eaten. It means next week, make sure this doesn't occur again. So he asked them and he taught them, make sure this doesn't happen again next week. And that's how Rashi learns the sugi. We're talking about mezid. Tosfos learns the sugi, legabe shoygeg, alibi de Rabbi Yehuda. Zog de gemara, legabe de etzim din of beyim, Michlal de beim mitzumokas mitzamkas v'yofel aninu. From here we derive that beim that are cooked and overcooked is mitzamk v'yofeloi. It tastes better. Zog de gemara, because if it would be mitzamk v'galoi, then it wouldn't asa. Zog gemara in, that's taka true. Could omer av chame bach anino, pamach nisarachti aniv rebi lamokam echod. Stam, in a regular weekday, we came to a place, ve'avila fanenu beim mitzumokas, they brought us beim mitzumokas that were overcooked, ke'uzredin. It's like a type of fruit that was very tasty. And we ate an abundance of these beim mitzumokos. So we see mitzamek v'yofeloi, beim that are overcooked are mitzamekos v'yofeloi. So just being a raya that beim be'etzim are mitzamek v'yofeloi. We'll stop over here at the bottom of the omid, daf lamed ches, omid aleph, the last line.